It is a parent's most sacred responsibility to do everything possible to try and get his children to heaven. This is going to require being very intentional. Not just intentional about blocking out toxic information and bad habits. We have to be intentional about making sure that our children are spiritually nourished. There is no greater inheritance that we can leave our children than a love for Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. This love for Jesus in the Eucharist isn't going to happen on accident. We have to go out of our way to take our children to visit Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. By taking them, even from a young age, we are forming in them holy habits. We also have to remember that Jesus is alive. Jesus can speak to their little hearts. He himself said these words, "Let the little children come to me." Why did he say this? Because he alone has the ability to fulfill the longings of their little hearts. Hi, I'm here with my daughter, Luisa Faustina. Luisa, how old are you?
3.
Luisa's 3 years old, and I brought Luisa out here today because it's very important that we start to form these holy habits in our children from a young age. It becomes much easier to get our children to go to the chapel regularly if we've been doing this from when they were very little. Now, when we take our children to the chapel at this young age, we have to remember they're just children, so everything should be age appropriate. When Luisa and I go for a visit to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we are only there for about 2 to 3 minutes max. When we first arrive, the first thing we do is we genuflect. Then we will go in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We kneel down, we try to have prayer hands. The key is we're bringing her before Jesus. We point at the Eucharist and we say, "Look, there's Jesus in the Eucharist." So tip number one, before going to the chapel, it's important that you communicate to your children. Who are we going to go see in the chapel?
Jesus!
So we tell them we're going to go visit Jesus. When we go visit Jesus, we're going to be very quiet and we're going to kneel down. Tip number two, relax. A lot of times we want our children to be perfect, but she's so small. There's no way she could be perfect and act exactly how everybody else is expecting her to act. This learning experience is going to be very important. Don't let other people's opinions of you deter you from coming with your children. The third tip that I have is make this a sweet and beautiful experience. We have an image of who God is based on how our parents are, so we want our children to associate sweet and beautiful things when they come and visit our Lord in the chapel. So I will tie going to the chapel with some other little positive thing. Say, "Okay, want to go to the park? Let's go to the park, but first we're going to drop by the chapel." So we're tying an association with Jesus and visiting Jesus with something positive so that they can see and taste how good and how sweet our Lord Jesus Christ really is. Now let's talk about frequency. I encourage people to go to the chapel with their children frequently, often, at the very least one time a week. Build this into your schedule. According to St. John Bosco, frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament can turn ordinary people into saints. Imagine what being before the Lord at such a young age can do to these pure little souls.
Hello, my name is Gemma Therese, and I am 8 years old. I'm not actually this tall. I'm standing on a stepping stool. As your children get older, you can take them to the chapel for longer and longer. When I was a baby, we would go for 2 to 3 minutes. In kindergarten, 5 to 10 minutes. In first grade, I was good enough at the rosary so I could stay in the chapel for 30 minutes. Now that I'm in second grade, I've really improved my reading. So now I can go to the chapel for 1 whole hour, praying the rosary and doing spiritual reading.
At different stages of their life, they can go for longer and longer amounts of time. We're going to spend a few minutes just looking at Jesus face to face. Once you teach them how to pray the rosary and they can pray it well, maybe just using a pamphlet, then you can be in the chapel with them for 15 to 30 minutes because they have something that they can do. They have some structure. As your children learn how to read, this is where you want to introduce them to the holy hour. Many educators that I know encourage children to read for 30 minutes a day. Spending 30 minutes doing spiritual reading is a great opportunity to grow in their faith. And as they get older, you can begin to introduce them into more mature spiritual literature. I encourage you to try and make a weekly holy hour with your older children. Now you might say, but Gabriel, I have children that are at different stages in their spiritual life. Well, that means you're going to have to make separate trips. So let's get this straight. We're making short little visits with the little kids throughout the week. You bring the older kids along with them. Then at a separate time, you're bringing the older kids, just you and the older kids. And not only do they appreciate their time with God, they also appreciate this quality time that they have with you. A few tips on this. Number one, I never ask my kids, do you want to go to the chapel? Usually sometime in the morning, I'll say, hey, at 4 o'clock today, we're gonna make a holy hour, so be ready. What if I've not introduced this to my children from a young age? What if my children are a little bit older? How do I handle that situation? I would encourage you, treat them as if they are spiritual infants. Introduce them to stopping into the chapel for just a minute or two. You come back from a restaurant, say, honey, on the way home from dinner, we're gonna stop at the chapel and pray 5 to 10 minutes. And again, explain to them what to do so that they know what's expected of them. One rule I would say is never allow your children to play on the phone while they're in adoration. Always have something spiritual for them to do. I like to tie together visiting the Blessed Sacrament with some other positive experience. So it's okay to reward your children for good behavior. The time we spend with our children before the Lord is going to be the most fruitful time that they ever have. It's at this age where they're going to form that relationship with Jesus. And they're going to need a strong relationship with Jesus Christ to see them through difficult moments. We are standing in front of a shrine to Saints Louis and Zélie Martin. The Martin family is a great example of holiness and family life. They had 9 children, but only 5 of them lived to adulthood. All 5 of them became religious sisters, and more importantly, they all lived lives of extraordinary holiness, most notably Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, who is arguably one of the greatest saints of the modern era. How did this happen? It didn't happen by accident. The Martins were very intentional in their parenting. They started with the end in mind, and that is heaven. We too have to be intentional parents. We simply can't just go with the flow. The flow of the world does not lead to heaven. It does not lead to holiness, and it doesn't lead to authentic happiness. God alone satisfies the longings of the human heart. The Eucharist is God's answer to all of the problems of the world. The Eucharist is God really, truly, and substantially present, living, and He wants to speak to us. He wants to speak to our children, but we have to take them. If we truly want the highest and the best things for our children, we should want for them heaven and happiness, not only in this life, but in the next. Let us conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, we believe that You are really present in the Eucharist. Help our unbelief. Help us to love You more. Help us to have a greater sense of Your presence in the most holy Eucharist. Blessed Mother, You love Jesus above all else. You desire nothing more than our union with God. We ask of You to intercede for us so we can have the strength to make the changes that are necessary so that we can lead our children to heaven, so that we too can worship God as a family in heaven for all of eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you would like to learn more about the power of the Holy Hour, check out my video entitled, The Holy Hour. If you'd like to support this ministry, if you think that this work is important, consider being a member on Patreon. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon.